From the HCM Technology Report, this is the HCM Technology News Roundup for Monday, October 11th, 2021. I'm Mark Pfeffer, and here's the news. BetterUp closed a $300 million Series E fundraising round, bringing the company's valuation to $4.7 billion. The round makes BetterUp the largest mental health and coaching company in the world. In February, BetterUp completed a $125 million Series D round. Wellington Management, Iconic Growth, and Lightspeed Venture Partners led the round. Paychex announced enhancements designed to help employers hire and hold on to talent. They're also designed to improve efficiency through automation and provide access to HR information whenever and wherever it's needed. New features include a paycheck review tool for employees, talent management tools, and integration with Amazon's Alexa. More from Paychex. They acquired Flock, a benefits administration and HRIS provider. The HR software Paychex provides, combined with Flock's benefits administration functionality, will help employers drive efficiency and adapt to the range of challenges brought about by COVID-19, Paychex says. Compensation software provider Becom announced its latest product upgrades. They include improved compensation planning, advanced currency management, and enhanced support for global compliance. Also, the user experience includes improved mobile dashboards and enhanced reporting available to all users. Syndio raised $50 million in Series C funding, bringing its total raise to $83 million. The investment will support the company's growth. Benefits platform Benepass closed $12 million in Series A funding, led by Threshold Ventures. Companies use Benepass to consolidate tax-advantaged accounts, perks, and stipends onto a single platform. Each employee receives a Benepass Visa card with their benefits and the ability to track spending, check balances, and request reimbursements. PlanSource launched its Titan software release. Included is Insights IQ, a data visualization product that provides HR teams with insights and trends within the PlanSource platform. In addition, PlanSource continues to enhance Decision IQ, which provides suggestions based on demographics, dependents, risk tolerance, and regional cost comparison data. And last but not least, CareerBuilder launched a new brand identity with a TV, radio, and digital campaign that urges Let's Job It Up. The campaign pushes a new idea of success through which workers define themselves and regain control of their career moves. It positions CareerBuilder as a relatable and reliable platform for the everyday job seeker. And that's the week's news. The HCM Technology News Roundup is produced by the HCM Technology Report. We're a publication of Recruiting Daily. The Roundup's also a part of Evergreen Podcasts. To see all of their programs, visit www.evergreenpodcasts.com. And to keep up with HR technology, visit the HCM Technology Report every day. We're the most trusted source of news in the HR tech industry. Find us at www.hcmtechnologyreport.com. I'm Mark Pfeffer.
Faith in the news media has been challenged, making it even harder to get stories told. The Friday Reporter podcast was created to help audiences better understand the media by hosting journalists who will answer the questions to which we need answers. Join me every Friday to hear more.
Do you love news about LinkedIn, Indeed, Google, and just about every other recruitment tech company out there?
Hell yeah. I'm Chad.
I'm Cheese.
We're the Chad and Cheese Podcast.
All the latest recruiting news and insights are on our show.
Dripping in snark and attitude.
Subscribe today wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We out.